Intelligent Medicine is sponsored by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and healthy eaters get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to support the show and see if you qualify.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this hour. So check out this number, 877-726-8255. That's our number for phone calls. Because we're here this hour next to answer your most important inquiries about vitamins, minerals, supplements, health quandaries that you may be confronting. You can call us. It's 877-726-TALK, and you are an integral part of this program. But, of course, we got lots to talk about, lots of stories in the news this week. We invite you to participate, 877-726-8255. But before we get to your calls and your questions, in the news this week is the president's health status. Okay, Donald Trump underwent his annual physical, and his physician, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, reported that he was in, quote, excellent health. And I'm going to talk about this not as a critique or a put-down of the president, or not as an excuse for his well-documented lifestyle. Recently, in the book Fire and Fury, there was all kinds of revelations about his abysmal diet, his consumption of diet sodas, his predilection for fast food, his disdain for physical exercise, his sleep deprivation. All of those facts are well-known, as well as the president's obvious physiognomy, which is not exactly that of an Adonis. According to his physical data, is 6'3" and 239 pounds. But we're going to discuss it as a case study, a teachable moment, because during this exhaustive press conference that Dr. Ronnie Jackson underwent, very patiently, I might say, because he stood there, he stood his ground, and he, you know, in a relatively calm demeanor, deflected all the reporters' questions about Trump's health. And there were a lot of leading questions, like, doesn't the president's lifestyle suggest that he is at high risk for dropping dead, you know, within a short period of time? Essentially, that's what a lot of the questions were saying. But as a teachable moment, as a way of understanding health risks. So let's take a look at what's going on with the president in terms of his risk for making it through this term, or perhaps yet another term. Is he at death's door, or is he viable? And that's an important question. So at 6'3", 239 pounds, traditionally, what they do to assess whether people are of optimal weight is they do something called a BMI, a body mass index. And if you do the calculation, which, by the way, this is not my favorite way of assessing whether a person is overweight, because the president's BMI, according to the formula, is 29.89, and that's at the threshold of obesity. Of course, he is overweight. I think the cutoff is about 25, so 25 to 30 or 26 to 30 is considered overweight. Yes, indeed, he's overweight. But the BMI, they actually did kind of an interesting comparison. They showed a prominent running back from the NFL who had precisely the same dimensions, 6'3", 239 pounds, and this guy is 98% lean muscle. And so a better way of assessing whether the president is overweight is to do a body composition analysis, something that we do at my practice, is we measure the actual body fat and lean body mass. And, you know, you can even be normal weight and have an excess body fat percentage. So the BMI doesn't really tell you very much. An even better way, pant size. would be a better estimate of risk, according to some studies, because the waist circumference is very telling about one's cardiovascular risk potential. So perhaps instead of asking his doctor, Ronnie Jackson, for an hour, you know, what's the problem? Maybe we should just gone to his tailor and said, you know, what size pants does the president wear? So according to the disclosure, the president takes Crestor, a cholesterol-lowering medication at a low dose, and he also takes Propecia because he wants to maintain his orange mane. It's a medication that is derived from a medication that's used for prostate enlargement reduction that blocks prostatic enlargement. But it also has the side effect of preventing hair loss, so he's taking Propecia. And even when he's taken Crestor, his cholesterol is over 200. It's 223, with an LDL cholesterol of 143, which is considered too high if you're playing the cholesterol game. But a little later in the program, I'll talk to you about how some studies suggest that many people who have cardiovascular disease have normal cholesterol. They have, you know, optimal levels of LDL. They wouldn't be hit over the head to be taking a statin drug. His HDL is pretty good at 67, and his systolic blood pressure is 122, which is decent. Per the new guidelines, it's actually considered borderline, which is nuts in my opinion, because that's a very good blood pressure. There are various calculators, and you can find them online. You can plug in your data, you know, just like these figures, and you can calculate cardiovascular risks. So per the calculator, based on his age and his sex, and he's a Caucasian male, with these numbers, per the calculator, his 10-year risk of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease is 16.7%, which sounds like a lot. You know, that's pretty, you wouldn't get on a plane if your risk of crashing was 16.7%, would you? But think about it. He's 71 years old. And what that means is that in the next 10 years, he has an 83% chance of reaching 81 without a heart attack or a stroke. So that's actually pretty decent. So you could flip it over, you know, and say, well, high risk, yeah, but, you know, on the other hand, you know, fairly decent risk, a decent chance that he won't get any of these problems. So what's interesting is that they actually reported on the president's plaque score, which I think is a very good way of ascertaining whether one has cardiovascular risk. And they report that in 2009, the president's plaque score was 34, which is a pretty good score. It's, you know, low double digit. It goes up in 2013 to 98. And now in 2017, it's 133. So what does that mean? A score of 101 to 400 means the risk of narrowing of the potential for stenosis or narrowing of the blood vessels is about 13%. And there's a way of calculating risk based on something called the MESA trial. And the MESA trial was a trial that looked at coronary artery calcium scores and plugged that in to the risk of having cardiovascular disease. And if you use the MESA data, his estimated arterial age is 75. There's actually a plug-in. You can put in your plaque score, and you can put in your age, your sex. And if we do that for President Trump, his estimated arterial age is greater than his chronological age. It's 75. I did that for me, and I plugged in my coronary artery score and my age and my sex and blood pressure, cholesterol, and so on. And I got an estimated arterial age of 39, which is pretty good. I'm the Jack Benny age. You know, Jack Benny was always 39. That's the old joke. So the president also took, at his request, something called the Montreal Cognitive Test, because people were saying that he's, you know, crazy, demented. Well, crazy and demented are different things. You know, having a psychiatric disorder and having dementia, two different things. Dementia is an organic problem Yes, it has to do with the mind, but it means sort of loss of ability to think, reason, and a deterioration in memory. And the president is said to have aced 30 out of 30 of the questions on the Montreal cognitive test. And you can actually look that up and you can take the test yourself. 26 is passing. And it's not that simple a test. You know, I looked at it and it involves some memory tasks. It involves some drawing tasks, like replicate this drawing, a three-dimensional drawing, some, you know, basic reasoning, like, you know, what do these things have in common? You know, an apple, a pear, and a grapefruit, you know, what are they conceptually? They're fruit. Okay. But, and you'd think anybody would pass that. But, people with mild cognitive impairment do not do well on that test. So we'll break now, but in a moment, I'm going to share with you a little perspective on presidential health. I did a little research on which presidents in the past, especially in an era where there was less scrutiny of presidential health, like FDR. We didn't know anything about FDR, even as he led the Allied nations in the struggle against fascism. People didn't even know that the guy had had polio and couldn't stand up, much less his high degree of cardiovascular risk, which led him to die of a stroke in the latter phases of World War II. We'll talk a little bit about presidential health in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for questions. We're here for you. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're talking about presidential health. This week, presidential physician Ronnie Jackson endured an hour of grilling by White House reporters about the president's health. And it turns out the president had a plaque score of 133. That's one of my favorite tests to establish cardiovascular risk. What that means, actually, is that at 71, he's in about the 47th percentile. Which means that 53% of individuals his age have worse scores, and 46 have better scores. So he's kind of like smack dab in the middle. He's like the average American 71-year-old, no better, no worse. And it would be interesting to know, you know, some other things about him, things that I would request if a patient came to me and said, you know, what are my chances of making it through the next 4 years or the next 8 years? I would do a C-reactive protein, because in the absence of a high inflammatory score, the plaque score is less consequential. A high CRP means there's more dangerous, unstable plaque that's likely to be inflamed, to attract platelets, to break off and cause a blood clot. Homocysteine, important as well. With that LDL being 143, we'd want to know how much of it is oxidized, how much of it is large, fluffy, benign particles, and how much is small, dense, dangerous particles. We could do LDL subfractions. We want to measure insulin and hemoglobin A1C, which is a blood test for average sugar. Dr. Jackson said that the president is not diabetic, but he might have had a borderline hemoglobin A1C, which puts you at risk. And checking for magnesium levels, essential fatty acid levels, LP little a, and fibrinogen. These are part of a comprehensive workup for cardiovascular risk. It turns out that two U.S. presidents have had heart attacks during their term. Warren Harding, a little-remembered president from the early 20th century, died in office of a heart attack. And, of course, Eisenhower suffered a heart attack in office. And it's a shrouded in secrecy, but LBJ may have had a heart attack. He certainly had heart problems while in office. FDR died of a stroke in office. Woodrow Wilson had a stroke while in office. He was incapacitated with it during a critical period of his administration in the post-World War I time. Of course, the biggest risk of dying to presidents in office comes from something that we tend to not think about too much, which is assassination. It turns out that 4 out of 45 presidents have been assassinated. That would be Garfield and McKinley, in addition to Lincoln and Kennedy, the best remembered victims of assassination. But that puts you at a 9% risk of dying from an assassin's bullet if you're a president. That's a pretty high risk. That's probably a higher risk than the cardiovascular risk for most of these individuals. We know that Clinton and Trump are the same age, but Clinton has already had triple bypass. Both are 71 years old. And you know, when it comes to longevity, there's more to it than just your cholesterol and your plaque score. According to a very fascinating book called The Longevity Project, written a few years back, it's a long-term study of how people survive to old age. Social interaction may trump, if you'll excuse the expression, other risk factors. It may be the most important factor in determining whether you're going to survive into a ripe old age. And of course, Ronnie Jackson, when confronted with the paradox of the apparent risk factors of Trump's lifestyle, said the word genetics. Genetics does make a difference when it comes to resisting the effects of soda and fast food and poor exercise habits. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, Fullscript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript account, or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for Fullscript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store. As a health-conscious person, you're going to love our new sponsor, HealthIQ. HealthIQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, healthy eaters, and more. The HealthIQ advantage is their unique mortality model on the health-conscious and lower rates for health-conscious people, like a good driver savings on auto insurance. They also have unique underwriting that's tailored to the needs of the health-conscious, so things like having an adverse family history won't typically drive your rates up. You can actually qualify for up to 33% savings by doing things like taking a Health IQ quiz and scoring elite.
having a membership to a qualifying association or gym for more than 1 year, and more. Health IQ believes the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health conscious rather than penalizing those who are not. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Hoffman or mention the promo code Hoffman when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Even if you don't qualify, Health IQ will use their world-class underwriting team and shop the nation's top 30 carriers to get you the lowest retail rate in the market. So don't miss your chance to save up to 33% in your life insurance, and check out healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And I'd like to extend a welcome to a new sponsor, Health IQ. It's an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, Intelligent Medicine listeners, who are runners, cyclists, weightlifters, triathletes, and healthy eaters, vitamin takers, who get lower rates on their life insurance for doing the right thing. Health IQ believes the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health conscious rather than penalizing those who are not. So go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify. Great discounts for health conscious individuals. That's healthiq.com/Hoffman. Okay, there are three ways to get questions to us. You can, of course, call us live during today's broadcast, this hour or next. We're here, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. You can also email your question to radioprogram, that's radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll get your question, and we'll use that question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions sent to us via the email radioprogram@AOL.com. And that's a popular feature, one of our five weekly podcasts that we post each week. So additional resources available to you at drhoffman.com, not just this program. But there's yet another way to get questions to us. You can go to our homepage at drhoffman.com. On your PC or Mac, it's not yet enabled for mobile, but on your PC or Mac, you can go to drhoffman.com, and on the right side of the homepage, there's a little rectangle, and if you click on the rectangle, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Wendy. So let's hear from Wendy.
Dr. Hoffman, this is Wendy Craig calling. I am 78 years old, only 95 pounds, and 5 feet 6 inches tall. I have had atrial fibrillation for 21 years, 11 of which I've been taking Rhythmol, and the last 10 years taking Flecainide. I have Tachy-Brady syndrome, and recently am on my second pacemaker. I have also been taking magnesium citrate, 260 milligrams in the morning and at night, for 10 years, and I feel it has helped improve my heart regularity. I have also been taking the blood thinner Eliquis for the last 6 months. It seems like I am breaking through the Flecainide recently, as I did previously with Rhythmol. My doctor strongly suggests I should have an ablation and or begin using stronger drugs. Is there anything in your world of integrative medicine that can minimize my having to take these stronger drugs with significant side effects and or going ahead with a challenging ablation? What is my next step?
Okay, well, that's a great question. And so Wendy suffers from atrial fibrillation, and what you refer to is the Tachy-Brady syndrome, which means sometimes the heart's fast, sometimes the heart's slow. So there's a dysregulation of the heart rhythm. And the medication that she's taking, Rhythmol, isn't cutting it. She is taking a blood thinner, which I'm glad to hear, because when you have atrial fibrillation, you're at risk for blood clots, which can lead to strokes. And, yeah, unfortunately, there's a need for blood thinning. And natural things that in the blood, a lot of people ask me, can I get rid of my Eliquis? Can I get rid of my Coumadin by taking, say, fish oil or some other natural blood thinner? And the answer is, yeah, they thin the blood, but not to the extent that is necessary to prevent a stroke reliably. So the other alternatives that you're being given, more powerful drugs. Well, more powerful drugs can have side effects. The ablation is a possibility And they're getting better and better at it. It's done with radio frequency, like they zap the part of your heart that is the pacemaker area, that is, responsible for generating the electrical impulses that cause your heart to contract. And they are getting better and better at fixing atrial fibrillation with the ablation. There are side effects, however. And so it's not 100%. I mean, A, it can fail. B, it can cause rarely some side effects that are not such happy side effects. I've heard that happen. But if your doctor thinks there's a fair chance of restoring your rhythm with a procedure and explains the risks to you, and you feel that the risks are warranted given the potential benefit, that might be something helpful for you. After all, you're not 99 years old. You're a relatively young individual, and you're going to have more years of longevity. And if this is plaguing you, it might be worth a try of the ablation. When it comes to supplements, I think you said you're taking magnesium citrate, which is not the most absorbable form of magnesium. So what you might want to do is take magnesium taurate instead. It's a little more premium form of magnesium, but it's more directed towards arrhythmia, heart arrhythmia. And the dosage can be anywhere from 2, I find, up to as many as 8 per day. The limiting factor is usually, if you go very high, it usually takes a lot of magnesium taurate because it's well tolerated to cause diarrhea. But that's what the main side effect is of magnesium. And, you might find that, go up progressively 2, 4, 6, up to 8, and you might find that there's a beneficial effect on rhythm. The other thing you ought to be considering is higher doses of coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. That won't interfere with any of your medications. It will actually strengthen the regularize the heartbeat. That can be helpful. Fish oil, too, has some benefits, can be used safely with the Eliquis in terms of its antiarrhythmic effects. And I think those are the main things that could make a difference for you in terms of helping to control that. More than that, I can't really say without looking at you, evaluating you, seeing if there's any other, barriers to, optimal heart rhythm, by testing you and seeing if you have levels of nutrients that are appropriate that may or may not, have an impact on your atrial fibrillation. And basically what happens is people's electrical system of the heart, deteriorates. Some people earlier than others. After all, heart has to work really hard. In 50 years, you think, is a relatively young age, but it's a lot of wear and tear for the electrical system of the heart, which has to generate a contraction, every second for decades and decades and decades. And sometimes that electrical system fails, and we then have to either use a pacemaker or pacemaker is for the slow part. That will make the heart rate go faster. That's for people who have bradycardia or slow heart rate. It will actually cause the heart to speed up. That's the tachybrady aspect of this, or sick sinus syndrome, where you have both problems. It goes too slow, and then it goes too fast at times. And the too fast part you control with medications that slow the heart rhythm, and ultimately with ablation, which offers another possibility for control of this problem. But a really common problem, I think a very high percentage of older Americans have this, senior adults. You got it a little earlier than usual. Thank goodness it was detected before you developed a serious consequence like a stroke. Sometimes that's the way that atrial fibrillation announces itself, is suddenly you have a stroke. That actually happened to a classmate of mine. I met him at a reunion. It must have been like 15 years ago, and he had a speech problem, and he said he'd had a stroke. He had silent AFib, which wasn't properly diagnosed, and he had to learn how to talk and read again, after a serious stroke. Now he's fine. He said he's recovered substantially, and 15 years later, he's alive and well. But I was surprised to see this relatively young individual. We must have been in our 50s. A guy that I used to play with, and when I was a little kid, having speech problems after a stroke. He'd had atrial fibrillation that wasn't properly recognized and diagnosed. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't actually notice it, and it can. I picked up some cases of atrial fibrillation in the doctor's office. I've asked the patient, "Do you feel like your heart's skipping a beat?" And some patients are acutely aware of it, and other patients are oblivious. They don't even notice, and that can be dangerous. Okay, we got a call from Chris in Wisconsin. How are you doing, Chris?
Just fine, doctor. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
I guess my question is, you know, I've been watching these ads over the years about cancer centers of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was just wondering...
CTCA, Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was just wondering, do they know something that other hospitals don't know, or are they trying something different, or do they work with the hospitals if they're promoting it so much?
Well, you know, I know a little bit about them. I'm not an expert on them. And I, you know, frankly, I got to admit that I'm ignorant about, you know, what precise techniques they use that are different. I think they're a little more innovative. I think they may use some more advanced high-tech methods of treating cancer, but at the same time, they also incorporate more of a nutritional perspective. They have nutritionists and naturopaths on the team, and I think that that can make a difference in cancer care. You know, on the other hand, is it possible that, you know, if you have a choice between CTCA and, say, you know, Memorial Sloan Kettering with a certain cancer, is it possible Memorial Sloan Kettering has access to more advanced clinical trials that you know, offer the latest, greatest breakthroughs in cancer therapy? I guess that's a possibility. But CTCA has a good reputation, and you know, it just I think it depends on the cancer. So, for example, if you have some rare esoteric type of cancer, where you might need a specialist who's, you know, where in the whole country there may be like 1,200 cancers, maybe you should go to, you know, a cancer center of excellence where they have an expert who's been treating that type of cancer and has done research on that type of cancer. On the other hand, if you have a more run-of-the-mill type of cancer, such as prostate cancer, early prostate cancer as a male, you might do better by going to CTCA, because CTCA will incorporate a more holistic or nutritionally oriented component, where in prostate cancer, that can create a huge benefit. So are we dealing with a particular situation? Is this yours, or is this on behalf of a relative?
Well, no, I just had a couple of close friends just pass away with it recently, and I was just wondering, you know, do you have to be like super rich to go to those places, or do you have to have insurance?
I don't know. I don't think that, you know, I don't know what their insurance setup is. I don't think it's exclusively private. I think they try to work with your insurance. On the other hand, you know, it may be that you end up having to shell out more cash on the barrel head when you go for slightly unconventional cancer therapy. But I'm pretty sure that in order to be viable, they don't just, it's not a cash business where they say, well, no insurance accepted. You know, you got to plunk down $50,000, you know, for as a deposit, and then they'll consider your case. I think that they do work with insurance companies, and many of their treatments are considered mainstream. You know, it's not like they're going to give you, you know, coffee enemas in lieu of chemotherapy or something. You know, they may do some of these ancillary things, but they do conventional treatments. They do radiation, they do chemo, they do, surgery. You know, they do, many of the conventional therapies, but with a integrative or holistic perspective. I think, my best understanding. Yeah.
Okay, so, well, thank you very much, and you have a nice weekend.
You too. All the best to you there in Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. That's the number for Intelligent Medicine. We're here this hour and next to take your questions.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us this hour next, 877-726-8255. And check out this headline. He ate raw fish almost every day until a 5-foot-long tapeworm slithered out of his body. Now, you might think that, this is some supermarket tabloid, like while you're waiting at the checkout counter, you see these things, the Inquirer or this or that. No, this is from the authoritative Washington Post. Okay. And a story about a 30-year-old man from Fresno, California, who was having a session in the bathroom, and suddenly he encountered something hanging out of his rear end. And he assumed that he was having some kind of prolapse, that a piece of his intestine was coming out. He gave it a pull, and it kept coming, and finally came out. He picked it up and looked at it, and what does it do? It started moving. He said, "Oh my goodness, that's a worm." And he saved the specimen. He rolled it up around a cardboard toilet paper tube. And you can see a really gross picture of this at the Washington Post site. And he brought it to the emergency room. And the ER physician unfurled the worm on the ER floor and measured it. It was 5.5 feet long, 66 inches long, and it turned out to be a tapeworm. Now, the guy was an inveterate eater of raw fish, and it turns out that tapeworms can grow in undercooked or uncooked fish, such as salmon, which can commonly be infected with tapeworm larvae. So this is the real deal. There's another instance. By the way, this is easily treated with medication, so it's not a fatal infestation. A condition called anisakiasis is becoming more common in Western countries. It's on the rise. It also comes from raw fish. These are parasites. And it was found that 39.4% of the fresh mackerel examined in Grenada, Spain, had this parasite. 56% of blue whiting fish sold in Spanish supermarkets had this. So what do you do? Are you supposed to stop eating sushi as a result? This is a very alarming story. Well, back in medical school, I remember one of our professors, Professor of Parasitology, did a survey of sushi restaurants in New York. And this is when sushi was just catching on. Remember, some of you were older, you remember a time when sushi was... Forget about it. Nobody ate that. But then it started to become a fad. And that was around the time that I was in medical school. And this guy went to about 17 sushi restaurants in New York City. And he did parasitology tests on all 17 samples and found that none of them had parasites. So what's the deal? Why do some people get sick and others not? And are sushi restaurants safe? Generally, sushi restaurants are safe because the chefs are instructed in how to prepare the fish, which involves careful inspection of the fish, number one, because these parasites are not microscopic. They are large. They're visible. The larvae are, tiny but visible to the naked eye. And also, it's a matter of freezing the fish at ultra-low temperatures for a certain period of time. Now, you can try this at home, freeze the fish if you catch the fish. Your freezer may not reach the requisite ultra-low temperatures to kill the larvae
which are essentially like eggs or early stage before the worm develops. And the larvae may then attach themselves in your intestine and feed off your meals. They hitch a ride and grow and infect, in some cases, other organs quite deleteriously to you. And so my conclusion is that sushi is safe from reputable restaurants. By the way, you know, sushi chefs know that should they have an episode of a parasite infestation that the CDC traces to their restaurant, that is game over for them professionally and for the restaurant in particular. And so they're ultra careful about screening for parasites, and they know the procedures for making sure that parasites don't arrive in your sushi or sashimi at your favorite Japanese restaurant. So, alarming story, but nonetheless, take-home message is don't try this at home. Rely on experienced sushi chefs to prepare your sushi. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Great hour, great questions. Thanks for calling. We invite more of you to call 877-726-8255. This is our number for Intelligent Medicine, and we've got lots more to talk about in hour two. We're going to talk about a strategy that can reduce the flu more effectively, far more effectively than the current vaccine. Stay tuned.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.